Brilliance Audio presents Paradox by Catherine Coulter, performed by McLeod Andrews and Renee Rodman.
To Dr. Anton Pogany, a man for all seasons. Catherine. Prologue. Savage House, Georgetown, Washington, D.C., Wednesday night. Wake up. Wake up. Something's not right. Sherlock's eyes snapped open, adrenaline surging. But why? She didn't move. Listened. There. Three beeps coming from the security monitor beside the bed. She'd never heard them before, but she knew what it meant. The security system was off. The beeps would get louder and louder. Possibilities scurried through her brain, none of them good. Dylan was on his back beside her, stirring now from the noise. She leaned down, whispered, "Dylan, the alarm's off."
He was instantly awake. He heard the beeps and turned off the alarm. "You check on Sean. I'll see what's going on." They'd had this protocol in place since Sean had been born, but this was the first time they'd had to use it. Savage unlocked the closet safe, handed Sherlock her small ankle Glock and a suppressor. The last thing either of them wanted was for Sean to wake up to a gunshot, terrified. He fitted the suppressor on his own Glock and racked the slide. He prayed for a simple malfunction as he pulled his pants on, but he knew it was unlikely. "Be careful," he whispered against her cheek.
He ran down the stairs, and Sherlock, her bare feet whisper light on the hall carpet, headed to Sean's room. His door was partially open, as it always was at night. She stopped, leaned in to listen, heard him make a little snort in his sleep. He was all right. No need to alarm him. She heard a soft footfall, and her heart seized. Someone had disabled the system, and that someone was now in Sean's room. Sherlock slowly pushed the door inward, her heart pounding, her adrenaline spiking even higher. Moonlight poured through the window, silhouetting the man bent over Sean. His head looked distorted. No, he'd pulled a stocking over his face. She ignored the toxic punch of fear, raised her small Glock, and said very quietly, "Get away from him, or I'll blow your head off." She saw the gun clutched in his gloved hand.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?